A few people have been asking me what are some of my thoughts over this first anniversary of the revival of the Happy Station. Well, it's a very interesting thing because there's been so much that has happened since March last year. But one memory that does stick out in my mind was something that happened last year just before we did our first edition on March 12, 2009 at 2 hours UTC. Prior to that first show, I was contacting a number of different people to send in recorded messages. We had them from India, South Africa. Tom from Holland sent one in. And one in particular that really has stuck in my mind this past year was that of Dick Speakman. Now, Dick Speakman was originally from Australia, and he moved to Holland in the 1970s and took over from Harry Van Gelder on DX Jukebox when Harry retired in 1976. After leaving Radio Netherlands, he returned back home to Australia and worked at Radio Australia and hosted their DX program, Spectrum. After retiring, he basically took it easy. But unknown to many people that knew Dick, especially in the past few years, is that he had been deathly ill. I had sent him an email just 3 weeks prior to our first show and asked him if he would mind recording a message. Now, at the time, I did not know that he was ill. He sent the message, I listened to it, and I was thinking, well, when can I use this? I decided to use it for the second edition of The Happy Station. When the first edition of Happy Station went out, March 12th at 2 hours UTC, Tom Meyer sent me an SMS. He said, I don't know if you're aware of this or not, but Dick Speakman had just died. Well, I was nowhere near the studio at the time, but rushed back to the studio, re-recorded part of that show, and was able to update it for the second transmission at 16 hours UTC. When I listen to that message now, it makes me wonder, or I should say, I know for a fact that Dick knew that the end was near. He tells a story about his meeting with Eddie Starts and a scheduled meeting that he had with him, and Eddie had passed away the following day, just before the meeting. This message resonates that same thing. I had never met Dick Speakman. I had heard him on DX Jukebox, I had heard him on Spectrum, and I'd communicated with him by email. We now bring you Dick Speakman's last radio work that was done here for the Happy Station from PCJ.
It has been a little while since I last switched off a studio microphone. It was in fact 1992 when I decided that I'd worked hard enough and long enough and that my voice was deteriorating to an extent where I felt that enough was enough. I'd stopped working for Spectrum, my DX program on Radio Australia, and I'd spent the years between 1983 and 1992 at a couple of Melbourne-based local radio stations where I hadn't really been meeting all that many people who were actually older than me, and it was a bit of a worrying thought. Of course, it hadn't always been like that. Some 3 decades before that, when I had taken over from Harry Van Gelder, his world-famous DX Jukebox. It had been Harry Van Gelder who'd first made me aware of the fact that people did not live forever. It made good sense, also from a journalist's point of view, to make sure that we recorded the voices of some of these people before the inevitable ensured that we would no longer be able to do so. And by way of illustration, Harry grabbed a tape already on his desk that he handed to me. I looked at its contents and found that this tape mainly held obituaries and necrologies of some recently departed famous people, complete with introductions by other, sometimes even more famous ones. And as Harry began jotting down a list of names of people that he thought might like to be interviewed before too much longer, I noticed that Harry Van Gelder's name was also on the tape's list of contents. Harry's necrology was already there, complete with an introduction by Radio Netherlands CEO. And the year was 1976, and Harry would live on, of course, for another, well, more than a quarter of a century. Ugh, growled Harry, I suppose I would have been even more upset if I hadn't been on that tape. I don't know if Harry ever listened to that tape. I do, however, remember the list of prospective interviewees he gave me. Amongst others, there was a man who at that time was about to retire from the BBC's monitoring service at Caversham Park in Reading, Berkshire. His name was George Best. Another name coming to mind was that of legendary and long-retired BBC radio engineer Henry Hatch, who had joined the BBC in 1921, even before it became the British Broadcasting Corporation in 1922, and who at age 81 continued to supply Reg Kennedy and Frank Hennick of BBC World Radio Club fame with technical information. I can continue that name dropping for a little while, but another name on it was that of Eddie Statz. Of course, I'd heard the Eddie Statz name before. However, he'd been off air since 1969, and very few people around Hilversum's little radio world had actually seen him, especially since his wife died around 1970. I got my first glimpse of Eddie Statz during Harry Van Gell's retirement reception at Radio Netherlands Studios. I used the opportunity to speak to Eddie, who told me to make an appointment with his secretary. I wasted no time and arranged for him to come to the studio at 2 p.m. the very next day. It was a couple of hours before that when I got a phone call from Eddie's secretary to say that Eddie had died on the tennis court that very morning.